Okay, this is the post-Marv follow-up. Hine Korach, Amar, right, last paragraph on page Resh, Zion, bottom left. Hine Korach, Amar. Ba yismali svarim chayiv mezuzah olo. Korach Akasha. A house is full of svarim, does it need a mezuzah or not? Korach, Amar Korach said, kol am kulm kedoshim, right, it was Korach Taina. We're all holy. What makes you so special? The ainam tzrichim siyua shamazuzo loy lase toiv loy lusumera. Right, if you hear before, right? Remember, zuzo on the right represents what? Ase tov. Mezuzah on the left, right? Right meaning when you enter the house, that's the ase tov. Do good. Make your home a bias of kedusha. The mezuzah on the left, the Gra said, as you leave your house, it's on the left. That's the sumera. That's the petach chatas roves. That's the yetzer is waiting for the door to jump on you when you leave the kedusha of your bias. Mezuzah on your left reminds you of the Sur Meira. Stay away from the bad, all the bad on the streets, stay away from it. But Korach says, what do I need the Asi Tov and Sur Meira? What do I need the mezuzah on the right and the left for? And the Bayis Mali Sfarim says Korach. And he says Rosh Hashor, Harbei Toyim Be'Oisai Tos. Many people make this mistake. Choshim, they think Shehem Yecholim Lismach Al Bayis Malei Sfarim Be'Eis Yitziyasim L'Chod. People think I can be so mad from my house full of Sfarim. I went to Yeshiva. I learned a morning Seder. I learned a night Seder. I was Kaveh Eitim. They think I can be so mad on that. I have my Shmira. I'm a Ben Torah. The Einim Choshim She'etzlam Etzel Pesach Achatz Droves. And they don't realize they're exiting out that doorway where sin crouches at the door that Yetzer is waiting for you the minute you step out of the base Medrash. They don't think about that. They think I'm good to go. I have my schos, I have my star. I woke up early to learn before davening today. The einum shomer es atzmam maharachoy im kol nisyonos, and they're not proactively guarding themselves. They leave the base medrash out to the streets when they have to go to work. They have to go to grad school. They have to go somewhere else. They're not thinking about it. They're thinking, well, I learned today, so like I must be okay. And they're not actively being shomer themselves. Hein b'shmiras inayim, hein b'inyanei mamonos, right? Whether it's shmiras inayim or it's inyanei mamon, whatever it's in the business world or it's in kedusha, but oimrim they say ibayim eveiz malei svarim biyachal lamo neged akol. Yeah, I learned this morning. I'm a ben Torah. I can go. I can fight against the world. I'm okay. V'zeino nachlis. It's not correct. Rock tzrichim lehizir harbei. You have to be very careful. You still have to be very careful. You're a ben Torah. You're a ben yeshiva. You got a morning seder, a night seder. You still have to be very careful. V'tzrichim harbei siyata d'shmaya leval yichshol b'chol mechsholim sheyesh. You need tremendous siyata d'shmaya, nevertheless, in order not to be nichshol, not to stumble in all of the stumbling blocks you're out there on the streets in the world. Ha-Ben Ishchai, the Ben Ishchai is mayor al ha-Mishnah. Ben Ishchai is mayor, he makes a point on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, in Avos, Me'od me'od havel shafa ruach. Right, a person should be extraordinarily humble. Shafa means to be lowly. Person should be extraordinary, me'od me'od. The emphasis on me'od. Person should be very, very humble. Lama etzo Moshe benu ksiv, anav me'od mikol adam. Right, what does it say, Ben Moshe? He was the Mikol Adam. He was the humblest of all men. Asked Ben Ishchai, v'lo ma'od ma'od. The Mishnah said, you should be ma'od ma'od. Mishnah said, you should be exceedingly shafel, exceedingly humble. But Moshe Ben only has one ma'od. He was the ma'od. He was the greatest anam. Mishnah says ma'od ma'od. Moshe Ben is missing one. Im tzrichim liyais v'midas anava v'bechines ma'od ma'od. So why doesn't it say that Moshe Rabbeinu only has one ma'od? Umifarish explains the Ben Ishchai. Shekvan is a pasuk. What's the command of the pasuk? She Moshe Rabbeinu haya ma'od mikola adam. He was the ma'od mikola adam. The haino meaning shekol adam hu ma'od ma'od. The normal guy is ma'od ma'od. About Moshe Rabbeinu haya b'chinas ma'od pishalosh. Moshe Rabbeinu, that ma'od of Moshe Rabbeinu is saying he was one more. He had three ma'ods. He had three ma'ods. The regular guy's ma'od, ma'od, very humble. Moshe Rabbeinu was even humbler, one more ma'od. The yeshafar shadvarim shegimu b'china shel anava. We can explain these words. There are three, in a sense, three different levels, three different types of anava. Kimavur b'pasuk le'mishnah, We have to be ma'od, i.e., humble in our chachma, our wisdom, begvura in our strength, our might, uba'at beishira in our riches, our wealth. B'chol gimel dvarim elu tzrichim ha'adam levatel atzmo. In all three of these things, a person has to be levat himself, to lower himself to Hashem. Kid'is, the Gemara says in a kashu mishara shichinaso elal. Hashem is only sure himself, he only rests on a person who's what? A person who is a gibor, an oisher, and a chacham, and an ana, v'yad avenivas too. It's all learned out from Moshe. It's all v'kulam and Moshe. Umifarish, v'ad marashah explains. B'yayiser, b'yirashla kadosh. And more in the shlo, it's explained. Shakavani, what's the kavana? Shehi yelo elu gimel milos. Moshe Rabbeinu had these three milos. He has these three milos. Below yizgah behem. Moshe Rabbeinu had three milos: Ashirus, Gvura, and Chachma. Yet he did not let them bring him to haughtiness. Sibas hashrosh is ashchina hi anava. And what's the reason that Moshe Rabbeinu was zochel hashrosh ashchina? Because he had the anava. Even though he had osher kavod and gvura, It was shomer. It was guarded by his anava. By anava, shlemus he rock bios loy gimel milos elu shehem shlemus adam. It was only with those three milos of gevura, of strength, of ashiras with of riches, and chachma of wisdom, coupled with the anava, that gave him the totality. Below yibel the degeus, it did not bring him to haughtiness. Ki below zeh. Ain lanu birur al midas anava. Without this, we don't have a shot in the meat of anava. Vehu gimel pa mema. Now gives Rishur gives a gematria here. He says gimel pa mema. What's the word ma? Ma means what? As if to say ma. What am I? Meaning ma is a remiss to anava. What am I? Meaning I'm nothing. Ma is a remiss to anava. He says what's gimel times ma? Three times ma. Tzrichimli, all right. He says three times ma is one. He says ma'od, right? Ma'od is anava. That was the ma'od. He was very humble. Ma'od is ole memhe. Gematria ma'od is right. Mem al dalet is 45. That's gematria ma'od, right? Ma, right? Three times ma. Ma is representative of that ma'od, of that anava, right? That's ma, right? Memhe is ma. Ma'od is anava. Ma, who am I? That's anava. So memhe is 45. Okay, memhe is 45. And that's also, right, to remedy, that's also ma'od, right? Ma'az is another, ma'od is another. So what's three times ma? Three times 45 is, accounting, three times 45?
135.
Go ahead, okay, you got it, good. 135. Shitzrichim kidei liyos, sorry, legil is shlemus anava, right? The three times ma, right? Gvura, chachma, and osher. You need to have the anava in all three of those strings. So three times ma is 135. Gimel pamim ma b'gematria anava im ha'osis. Meaning anava is 131 plus the four letters ayin nun vav hey. Those four osis equals 135. Meaning you need the three ma'os. You need anava in all three things. Anava in the osher, chachma, and gvura. And that brings you to a shlemus of anava. Three times ma, that's anava. With the osios, four osios. Okay. Etzikol Adam im efshar I efshar shiyos loy bechinas ma'od b'chol inyana. He says it's impossible for a person to be on the bechina ma'od in all in every regard. Ki adam sar chiyel loy midas. Right, you can't be an anav. This is an important yisod. Right, in general, right. Rav Moshe actually explains in Parshas Chukas. In general, Rav Moshe explains, you know, you think like. Some there's no like one way with all midas. Midas have to be used in every situation differently. Meaning what we're about to say here is you can't always be an ana. You can't all most of the time, but their cloud and anav is good. You can't always be an ana. Ki adam tsarfio loy midas va yigva liboy bedarchi Hashem. A person has to sometime be the yigva libo. He has to have a what? Sometimes he has to raise up his heart for bedarchei Hashem. He has to be bedarchei Hashem, in the ways of Hashem. And that's a good type of anava. Ugvura, so in his gvura, kemo she ha'higdira mishnah, the mishnah explains, midas agvora she yizar gibor hakavish etzitzurutz is gibor hakavish yitzrum. Mizel agvora he hakayach lizgaber neged kol insurus. And that gvora, that strength is going to give you the ability to combat all of those tests. Ubezet zarcha adam lios geya she yesh biyachalasoy laamoy neged kolas yiray she yesh mizbanenu. That koach of gvura, that koach of gaiva, right? The gaiva, the kedusha, right? That holy, those holy sparks of gaiva, that's what's going to give you the koach to realize I can, that you can overcome all of the nisyonos of our generation. Nisyonos ke'elu shelo ha'yu ma'az dor ha'mabul. Says for sure, we have nisyonos, we have tests in this generation we haven't had since the dor ha'mabul, the generation of the flood. Hain bin yani kedusha, whether it's in yani kedusha, Hain bin yani masu matan regarding business dealings, the test that we have in order to, we have to be yashar, we have to be straight in business, and there are so many temptations to try to break the law and to break the rules and to commit fraud in order to make some more money. Lios yoser nizar bidinim kiro, we have to be very careful to follow the rules. Ha adam tzarach ledas goydel hamayla hachashivu sheyesh b'mi sholach neged azerim shel arachoy mekadosh et atzmoy u'mizhane kiroy b'nyanei mischar. A person has to realize the godless, the chashivus, the greatness of going against the grain, going upstream. Everybody's going one year b'nyanei kedushin ruchnias, but you're going the other way. You're going up the hill. You're going to the top. You have to realize how chashiv that is. It's not pashin. You sit here and you learn yeshiva. It comes to summer's man, and there's many nisyonos. Doesn't matter what you're doing, where you're going. You just walk outside. You walk to a mincha, to a mariv, and there's nisyonos everywhere. That's why we have this yisro. What we're learning is you can't just be like Karach. Oh, I have a bayis mali svarim. I sit and I learn, and I'm protected. But no, the person has to walk out with a proactive mindset, ready for the nisyonos. Because if you're not prepared, then that's when the yetzahara will jump on you. But if we're prepared, we have the mezuzah on the left, right, the sur meirah. As we leave the house, so then we'll have that shmira. We'll be able to fight against the zim, against the flow that's coming at us of the streets. And we'll makadish ourselves. And through that, we'll have the koach to miskaber the yitzhara, to matzliach, which is zoche, coming into the summer, we'll have a little bit of a break, which is zoche to not be stagnant, but to grow in kedusha. Kedusha in on all facets. We should continue to steigen in the Torah, our ruchnius. We should come back Elulzman, and we should just go weiter and weiter. Okay, have a good Shabbos.
That was too fire. So I'm gonna have to.